Check it out one time.
Great morning, Troop Nation. Welcome to Troop in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman. What's good, Milltown?
Hey, of course, holding it down for us this morning, OG Andrew.
OG Andrew!
What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, how you feeling, Andrew?
Feeling good, looking better.
Oh, there it is. Look okay. At that. Feeling good, looking better.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew.
Yeah, you can say that. I'm just saying, I'm not giving a cosign.
You're not cosigning, OG? I'm not cosigning
that particular phrase. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
You can. You're a woman.
Andrew, he acting
Damn.
Special in here.
Nah, you can. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, right.
Y'all got different rules than some of us. As
all yeah. right. All
y'all, right. Y'all got some different rules. All you know right. what I'm saying? Y'all get to kind of even in clubs or out and about, and, you know, touch parts that.
Ooh, like, what? No, no.
No, they no. OG Andrew, have you seen it? Like where they, women can,
no.
you know what I'm saying?
Top and, of feel.
Yeah, on each other, and
no,
it's no thing.
No, I don't do that. I don't allow that. I don't do that.
I'm uncomfortable.
No,
I'm uncomfortable with the football player.
No.
Smack. You know what I'm yeah. saying? Like, hold up.
Yeah.
What we doing? We ain't doing this.
That's how I feel. I'd be like, yeah. oh, no.
But I know you no, see it. It's like it's
I ain't trying
a common.
To, I ain't trying to see it. I'd be like, yo, can y'all please not? This ain't that. It's not that. All right. Now, ladies, y'all, well, some of y'all hear me. Cause some of y'all do it.
Listen, I'm just saying, like, so, you know, I have this thing with people, and it always kind of throws them for a loop. I don't know why it seems like I'm max headroom. I don't know. Is it glitchy like
the cameras?
I don't know if it's just my screen.
Just, can I just tell you? Don't show it to me. Don't show it to me because you know. You know what?
I
hate being on camera at all, y'all. True facts. Now you're learning the behind the scenes,
right?
So, I hate being on camera.
I don't know.
And I've done. You know what? I've done plenty of TV and all that kind of stuff. And I really.
OG Andrew, I think you need to just come and just take a look at my screen. Just, you know, it's just me. Is it just me? I can go out and come back in and see if it's something different. But
you know what? The screen behind me ain't right either. I love y'all though. It's always, and Dame don't care. Dame, when Dame's sitting over here, Dame don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Dame be like, whatever.
That's your Dame impression. That's your Dame.
Shout out to Dame.
That's your Dame impression.
Like, hold on.
That's shout hilarious.
Out, shout out to Dame. Because Dame, I heard Dame shout me out yesterday. Dame, my dude.
You got me crying over here.
Dame cracked me up. He's like, just get on to talk my stuff. I can't hear my voice that low. He got that deep voice on.
Like, You do. You good. Just a little grunt.
Just like, a little grunt. No, it got to be lower.
Yeah. I don't care.
That's all right. I heard
now
him,
it seems,
I heard him imitate me yesterday. Better?
Yeah.
I heard him imitate me yesterday. $5,000.
No,
right. I heard that, Dave. It's okay though. It's okay.
I'm going to see if take two. I'm going to see if I'm going to reopen my YouTube because
I think it's just that.
I don't know, the speed slower on this side.
Why does the truth look so big in the background on that, though? The placard that's behind you?
Yeah, it is.
Y'all see the American Family Insurance. You know what? This is part of the benefit of following us on YouTube.
But at least they get extreme close-up. And the good thing is I can say to myself, you know, which is where I was getting ready to go with my comment here. Okay,
I don't like this camera right here. Well, first of all, I don't like any cameras, but I definitely don't like this camera right here. My camera?
Yeah.
No. It never, no.
It never rains in. Yeah, I'm still Max Headroom over here. I don't.
It never.
You got to be grown to understand Max Headroom.
Oh, yeah. You got to be.
I'm saying. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, you got to be.
It's almost like if you saw the Saturday Night Live skit, What is Love?
Oh, yeah. What is Love? Yeah, yeah. Oh, see, no. Okay, move forward because we definitely putting ourselves in. Andrew probably ain't even seen that. Andrew, yeah. You like 10 now, right?
Yeah, just turned 11.
So you don't know who Max Headroom and all that is.
Right.
Can't say that I do.
Yeah, he got to look it up.
I'm going to need y'all to Google it. If you don't know who that is, and you don't know. And then once you Google it.
Talking about AI Max Headroom, and all that. That was the early AI.
Yeah, that
That was the original AI.
Once you Google it and look up the song "What Is Love,"
yeah, and then Google that. Saturday Night Live.
Okay, yeah, and so when you do that, then you'll understand everything we're talking about.
That's right.
You can
be like,
oh,
you and probably some of the other listeners, like, what the hell?
Right.
What the hell? What
yeah,
the hell?
Yeah, exactly. So you Google that right quick.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead.
Meanwhile,
not now. If you're in the car, not now.
Right.
Wait till you get to work. Just remember what we said.
Mm-hmm.
Not now. Nope. Don't do it now. Put your phone down.
Right, because they're still trying to do it. And you just told them don't do it.
Just wait till you get to work.
That part.
Before you walk in.
And make sure you're at work at 8 a.m. when it's signed.
If that's what time, they might be, they may not be due to 8:30. But you know what I'm saying. Once you pull in the parking lot. You pull in a parking lot, stop your car, turn your car off,
and
Google Max Headroom.
And you'll see.
And you'll know exactly what we're talking about. You're going to be like, oh,
and then
okay,
Saturday Night Live, What is Love clip. Mm-hmm. And I got a feeling OG Andrew is going to pull him up. Why is he going to pull him up?
Oh, yeah.
And,
you see him back there.
He's advanced.
Right. Look, he's back there. You see his head going like this. I'm like, yeah.
So I don't know if... I don't know if y'all seen me like this and Bailey like this. Like, Bailey, you still got your cup up and you look like you're talking, hi, good morning.
I look like that.
Welcome.
See, that's all like
Truth in the Morning.
See?
Dame be sounding like. Now that was on purpose. All that I did was on purpose. But order in the studio.
Okay, we out here today.
Order in the studio.
That's all because you started talking to me before I had my first sip of coffee.
Where I was going with is like the compliments. Okay, so it's like even before my weight loss journey. If you end up having on, a suit, you know what I mean?
Right. I see your face thinning out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And and it's like if you're in a suit and people see you and they be like, oh, you looking good. So women be like, oh, you looking good.
Yeah.
I always get them with this.
Uh-huh.
What did I look like before? You get what I'm saying? And it stumps them. It stumps them because it's like, so what you saying? What you said? What did I look like before?
Well, you look good then, but you look even gooder now.
But they don't know to say that. They stuck. And it's just like with losing weight. Be like, you looking good.
Right.
Like, okay, well, what did I look like before? And I patiently wait for them to try to come up with something.
Well, you was thick.
You know what I'm saying?
I've had that one before. Well, you was thick.
Well, see. And
you ain't so thick now, but it looked good
now,
on you.
But now, again, even with that comment, I could take that coming from a woman. I couldn't take it from a man.
Oh.
No, you was thick, bloke.
Wouldn't no brother be saying that to you?
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all would say
to end up commenting on OG Andrew saying what he said, that's where I was going.
No brother would ever say that to you.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
To me.
Right.
They can say it to other people.
Yeah.
But not to me.
They can say it to other women, but they should be. Well, it depends on your preference.
Right. That's where I'm going. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I know.
You thick.
Order in the studio.
But you ain't thick no more.
Shout out to everybody on our YouTube page. Great morning. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Hey, y'all.
It's me, FC, Sister Lorena Star Marie. Of course, Nurse Ari and Kawanda. You know what I'm saying?
She was
always
in first.
At the top. Yeah, Willie right. Jones, Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, Venus Jones. Let's see, Gwendolyn Simpson. Mm-hmm. And let's see, I'm just trying to catch everybody that's in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Shakita Marie,
mm-hmm.
I believe?
Mm-hmm.
If I said it wrong, I apologize in advance. But it appears to be Shakita Marie, in
okay.
my opinion.
All right.
Sincere Ronnie Ray Real.
Uh-huh.
Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Everybody, this is my general here now.
Uh-huh.
Jeff, Lori Patterson, and let's see who else we got. Oh, she said that's right. So thank you very much.
All right. You got her name right. Very good.
I am educated.
That part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enunciation and pronunciation is important. So that's why sometimes.
For some people.
Yeah, that's right. Because Young Miami said publicly or something. She was trying to make a public apology. And she had disrespected a DJ. And then her trying to make the apology, she kept saying it. Like, she can't say publicly. She can't say it, obviously.
I got a pet peeve. You know what my pet peeve is?
What's that?
You know what word it is?
What's the word? Johannesburg. Okay, I'm sorry.
It strikes me to my core.
What is it?
Ask. Because people say, ax.
Yes!
Like, I'm about to ax this tree
down. Andrew, are we all in agreement with that?
Yeah, 100%.
That is just like, I have to stop and go, that'll stop me in my tracks. You said what? You going to ax me a question?
Right.
How you going to chop a question? What you going to?
Right. Ax.
Listen, I axed you. No, you
didn't ax me. Specific instead of specific.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know what? We got to get ready to take care of our first set of bills.
Okay.
But hearing that,
uh-huh.
One of the first things we can talk about, I seen it come up, NPS proposes, y'all ready for this? A $1.6 billion budget for the 2026-2027 school year.
Wait a minute, don't they owe us some money anyway? I'm counting.
$1.6 billion budget.
I paid my property taxes last year, and I could have swore like 90% of that, 99% went.
We got to talk about it. And unfortunately, OG Andrew, to end up seeing the issue that I'm talking about while we're on break, you're not going to be able to see it because, you know, we'll have the screen cover. So I don't know how we're going to do it, but you're going to need to just walk in here. When we come back or something. All right. So you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Home Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. I am the legendary Home Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Shout out to MC Dame Elsie.
Shout out to Dame. 5,000.
Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You don't do it, right.
You know what? No.
He's
no.
just gruff with it.
When he's gruff, whatever. He sounds like one of the Bernstein Bears, which is another dated situation. Say, Bailey, come black. That just knocked Bailey out. Because you got to know the Bernstein Bears to get it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to stop putting us in a time capsule.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh.
But see, Bailey lost it when I said that. Because if you know about the Bernstein Bears.
OG Andrew, I bet you never heard of them, have you?
Yeah. No.
The Bernstein Bears? Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
You like.
All right.
Okay. You're only 11, so
I try. I go to the public library a lot.
Okay.
Read about my history.
There you go.
Oh, wow. You go to the library? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yep. Got a library card and everything.
Oh, when was the last time you were in a library?
Me?
Mm.
Can we play the Jeopardy music?
Damn.
But do I read a lot? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is it in the library? No.
It's online.
But I read.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we all read a lot.
Yeah.
That's how we, you know, keep up on things.
That part. So, yeah. I mean, I read actual books, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me too.
There you go. OG Andrews, you read a lot of books as well, right?
Yeah, and they don't have pictures either.
He goes to the library.
See, this is spot. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
See. Oh, we are... the champions, my friend.
Oh, another
and
time
we'll
stamp.
Keep on fighting.
Oh my gosh!
Till the end.
Can you stop? Oh my gosh! Let's go. Let's
we
talk
are
about
the champions.
Let's talk about NPS.
We are the champions of the world. Okay, I'm sorry. I cannot
say. Left one
sing.
Line out. No time for losers. No time for losers because we are the champions, my friend.
No. Okay. All right. And I love the group Queen, by the way.
Okay.
Nurse Aaron Kawanda said, damn, Shay Shay Foo Foo throwing shots this morning.
Hey, I'm just having fun. I don't throw shots. I just have fun.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, but you crazy.
What you gotta do with your life?
Okay.
Because Bailey just wants to have fun. Oh, Bailey just wants to have. Just wants to have. Okay. Good enough?
Okay, we all good. Right. Okay, right. Let's go.
Okay, let's get to NPS. Also, Kiana Williams, great morning. Love you, appreciate you. Nita Roberson, great morning. Love you, appreciate you. But yeah, so everybody is checking in.
Yeah.
We are on our road to 8,000.
Yeah.
We are at
we made that 7,000 goal.
What, 400? Or what? Where are we at? OG Andrew, we are 7,000 what?
7,404, Homer.
There we go. There
look
we go.
At that. We have made our 7,000.
Moving.
We need to go ahead and get that 10. Just go and get that 10.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. I'm not even sure where we're going to be in all
you know
this.
What?
So y'all, we need to just go to make it happen right
views
now.
Views and opinions expressed by OG Andrew and Bailey Coleman does not necessarily represent that of the Good Karma brand, but are the sole comments and opinions of my girl, Bailey Coleman,
I'm coffee machine.
And my producer, OG Andrew. And there we go.
The coffee machine.
Okay,
we need to take that with us. They got two. They going to miss the one. Come on, y'all. We should call Craig and find out if we could just take one of the coffee machines. He'd be all right with it. Can we call him? Andrew, you got a number? Oh, okay.
Babe.
I'm just asking.
I don't. Listen. Okay. All right.
But they ain't going to have a coffee pot, probably. We're going to need the machine. We got a whole machine.
Bailey!
We got a whole machine. We should be able to take one of the machines.
Bailey!
What? Okay.
Okay. Let me.
I just want a cup of coffee in the morning. F.O.
All my life I have fun.
I know, I've been bad sometimes.
I'm not going to fight this morning.
Not this morning.
I should have to fight. But
I'm just kidding. Gosh. Just kidding.
Darn it. Okay.
They're jokes. These are all jokes.
Well, I still did a personal disclaimer just in case. You know what I mean? You know, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. You understand? Okay.
All right.
Okay, but let's get to, okay, you good?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, all right, cool.
Just a cup of coffee. I'm going to go get one. What?
Order in the studio. Bailey.
Okay, I'm going to leave you alone, Homer. Let's go.
Okay. I'm trying. Here we go. All right. So, Truth Nation, we definitely need to hear from you. When you hear this, we want to know your thoughts and opinions, your truth on this. 833-212-1017 is the Truth Talk text line. And, of course, you know you can hit us up on our YouTube page while you're there. Like and subscribe. We're live on Facebook. Go to all at 1017 The Truth. And while you're on Facebook, you can like and follow the page. We appreciate that. But MPS proposes a $1.6 billion budget for the 2026-27 school year. MPS Superintendent Brenda Casalius announced the proposed budget for the 2026-27 school year Monday of $1.6 billion. The district says this budget addresses a $46 million deficit from 2024-25 while adding more teachers and classroom support and reducing administrative staff. MPS is at an inflection point, and this budget will guide our next steps towards accelerating student achievement, ensuring staff are where we need them, and that our schools are safe and welcoming for all, said Dr. Casalius. We had to make very tough decisions that have impacted talented colleagues that we respect and care for. At the same time, we have an obligation to our students, their families, and the taxpayers of Milwaukee to use these resources in a way that will take MPS in a direction that is sustainable and effective. The district says the budget also reduces services from outside vendors by $46 million, including contracts and costs related to charter schools no longer authorized by the district. The budget will be presented to the Milwaukee Board of School Directors Thursday, May 7th. A vote will be taken later this month. And this is on CBS 58 page, and it does have a link that you can find at the full proposed budget by clicking a link. So if you go to CBS 58 News website and read that particular article, you can click a link and see the whole proposal. And the story leads, MPS proposes $1.6 billion budget for 2026-27 school year. So, yeah, what's your thoughts on that, Bailey?
How much is shouting?
$1.6 billion.
So they can't figure this out for like $100,000. We can't work it out like that. Okay, I'll get. You know what?
Is to
okay. Look,
use the
listen.
Okay,
$200,000, and we just call it a wash. We could just do it like you know.
We $46 million in the hole. Baby, like Ann.
I mean, I don't know whether I'm short of my property. You know, listen. That's a lot of money.
Yes.
And I thought we was
it's
I thought
a
we
B instead of a M.
I thought we was like cutting back and gonna pull the purse strings and all that.
Well, as I read in the story that appears on CBS 58, and that's why I think a lot of people should go to the CBS 58 news site and read the article. Go down to where you can click on the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
The full proposed budget.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this in the sense of when we talk about what they're going to do with this, what they're going to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
go
it.
Look at it. Some of the things were outlined in the short story that is on CBS 58, but I'm sure it will be even more detailed if you do click the link and look at the whole proposed
budget. I want to know. I mean, that's it. I'm going to do that because I want to know where do we get backlogged with this money? What is it that we're paying for? What is it that we're paying the most for that's so out of line with everything else?
Well, in all fairness, It has it broken down to where classroom teachers, they said 2026-27 staff distribution by position type.
Mm-hmm.
The 2026 final budget FTE teachers, let's see, how many teachers? 4,297.6 for 2027, their proposed budget FTE. Would be for 4,490.1 teachers. Classroom teachers would be 3,096 from 2026, 3,246 for 2027.
Mm-hmm.
Arts, music, and physical education teachers, current 2026 is 442. 2027, they want to have 448. Plus six, you know, so and it has like it really is detailed.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very detailed. Clerical secretaries, they 333 for 2026. It'll be 318 for 2027's mm-hmm. budget. Educational assistants, 2026, 1,366.6 and 2027, 1,523.5. So we got to take care of some bills. But you know, we'll break down some more of it, but I'm going to click on the other link as well.
Are teachers getting paid too much money? Do we need to cut back on their salaries? Because
I would.
That's always the thing. They ain't get paid enough. They ain't get paid enough.
Yeah. I would definitely say, you know, go and click on this link. It'll take you to the Milwaukee Public Schools.
Because $1 billion, that's a lot of money, Homer.
Yeah, $1.6 billion.
My bad. $1.6 billion.
Yeah. So we, Truth Nation, we need to hear from you because, you know.
Are we rounding up? Because that's almost $2 billion then.
Yeah, we pay
we rounding up.
Yeah. That's true. True. Bailey!
What?
Order in the studio. Listen, we got to take care of some bills before we lose our budget.
I'm okay.
So let's. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award winning 101.7 FM The Truth.
Ain't a lot to. Okay.
I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl who is misbehaving this morning.
Bailey Coleman.
I think we'll be black.
Maybe.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation.
Woo!
Welcome, black.
Oh, my goodness.
You know.
Wait a minute.
The stove just got hotter.
Hold on. We got to wait until now to get him to come in on this show.
Rick Bailey. Bailey. Bailey has been. Listen, I've been ordering the court.
I love you.
We're in the American Family Insurance Studio.
We've been trying to get this special guest on, y'all, for a long time. Since we've been together. We've been together how long? 6 months?
Yeah.
We've been together 6 months. Me, you, and Dame.
Yeah.
We've been trying to get him on since the beginning of the show. Now, we have all filled in for this man.
Yeah. Now,
Couldn't get him on our show.
What I'm going to do is because I am business orientated.
Oh.
I am going to finish.
Oh.
We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And
Sherwin Hughes.
Look at that.
Look at that.
We've been trying to get, listen.
Well, you know.
We've been trying to get you on, my brother. For the last 6 months, but you didn't have time for us. He couldn't even come in the studio and talk to us, like, between, you know, shows. He was like, nah, I'm good. I got to come in. I got to do my thing. But today he pops up, and we're like, oh, no, you coming on.
I didn't know I was getting ambushed.
Well, you're not.
When you guys.
I said
nothing mean.
We love you.
My preparation time is like meditation for me. And unfortunately, when you guys are doing your incredible show, That is when I'm reading, I'm doing research, and I'm trying to structure 3 hours of talk that I got to put together that has to make sense. That's the tough part. So
yeah, well,
I wish I could come down more often, but I mean, you know, I was in the mood this morning. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm glad you're in the mood.
Yeah,
I'm glad you.
What put you in the mood, sir?
Oh, just, you know, I miss you guys. I don't see you enough.
Lies. All lies. But okay.
Came downstairs to make some coffee. I said, let me pop in on my peoples real quick.
Say hello. Listen.
And to thank you both for filling in for me over the past years whenever I was on assignment. So yeah. I do appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I love that terminology that we use. On assignment.
Right.
I remember the first time I filled in for you and I said, he's on assignment. On a beach somewhere, and then all of a sudden he sends me these pictures of the beach, you know,
of my feet in sandals.
Man, yes, I was
chilling.
Like, I was like, okay, Sherwin.
Yeah, but it's a blessing and an honor to have you on the show, bro. You know,
always a pleasure to be with you guys, Homer, especially because we go way back
sir.
In this game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In fact, I know that I wouldn't be here doing this, and I wouldn't have love for it if it wasn't for you. So. Thank you, brother, for all you've done for me and just what you've done for radio in the city. Man.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Now, you're absolutely welcome. It was my honor and pleasure, man. And to get your feet wet, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, they wet. They wet.
On blowradio.com, man. You know, and you know, one of the things that, you know, continues to impress me is the respect level that you do have for me. And even when transitioning over to the next phase, you was like, can I use this? you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. But I just appreciated the respect because it's like, use it. You know what I'm saying? But your level of respect and love and support of me and what I do and being able to open up doors, you've always respected that. And I can appreciate that. And it means a lot. You know, because everybody don't do it. You know what I'm saying? You give some people an opportunity. You give some people a chance. And it's like, until they fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they fall, then all of a sudden, blow.
Yeah.
And Bailey, you know the same thing with the roles that we play in radio and media. You know, it's like.
Yeah, absolutely.
One thing. Well, I'm good. Until they not. And now.
Right.
Hey, you know, they was tripping. You know what I'm saying, Bailey?
That part.
Yeah, be like, all right.
This town is too small to be disrespectful, especially if you work in a very unusual and unique field that we work in broadcasting, because the person that you are mean and nasty to will be your boss at the next job
you
apply at.
That's just a lesson just in general for people. You never know who's going to be your supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I have seen it so many times
that's
in radio.
That's right.
Just like
that's right.
Flip right back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. So you should always try to just get along with everybody and be cool with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Try not to burn no bridges. And it's hard not to do that in radio. That scorched earth can happen at any time.
Milwaukee is worse.
Yeah.
I have never in my life seen a city that when people don't get along, it could be like they grandmamas was beefing in the 60s and the grandkids are still mad at that family because of a long-standing
beef. The Hatfields and the McCoys, basically.
Yeah.
I learned this from Polly Williams. She said, when people hate you in this town, they hate you forever. And as I got older.
It's crazy, though, but it's real.
I got to understand that.
Wow. Yeah.
Newcomers that come to Milwaukee, this is the most unique place that an outsider could ever come to because it just makes no damn sense. One end of North Avenue looks like this. One end of Broadway looks like that.
I had a few problems when I got here. It took me a little bit to figure it all out. I was like, okay.
And we don't trust people from outside.
Yeah, clearly.
No, we don't.
Clearly, yeah.
No, we don't.
And they don't get it. They're like, Milwaukee's such a nice city.
No.
Just wait.
No.
You wait.
I immediately clocked it when I came in. I was like, they. I was like, I came in. I was like,
it is very cliquish. It is very cliquish.
Extremely.
You ain't no part of the click.
Cliquish. Extremely cliquish.
You're an outcast.
Yeah, you are.
That's why I tell people I'm cool with not being at the cool kids table.
Hey,
I got my own table.
I ain't
got
to do it. I made
you
my
know what
own.
I mean?
Y'all all trying to roll through.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ambitious people in this city, and we're fighting over so little.
That part, bro.
That the competition is, it's like, it's deadly here. Especially amongst black folks.
Yeah.
And white folks just sit back and like, oh, look at them fight. Look at them go.
They're killing each other.
Now, you had our boss, and I know he was his teammate, but, you know, the owner, on your show. And it was very interesting conversation. So what is your thoughts, Sherwin, with
the thoughts and opinions of Homer Blow and Sherwin? I'm just getting you back.
We don't do disclaimers here.
Listen, hold on,
I had to make a disclaimer.
Listen.
Yeah.
Which
listen,
I learned from you.
Yes, absolutely. Sherwin was like, Blow.
Listen.
Can I get that?
That's funny.
Yeah. Because they're important.
I'm just messing with him because he did it earlier to me and Andrew.
Yeah. But so what is your vibe, man? You know, a lot of people.
On. Let's be specific.
With the new acquisition and the role that the Truth 101.7 FM will have. And especially after having a chance to talk with Craig Carmerson. What is your feelings, man?
We just had our first meeting with who the new colleagues will be with the Milwaukee Black Media Trust. And I still have an awful lot of questions because this is a very unique situation and circumstance where you're combining a media institution like WNOV, the Milwaukee Courier, and then 101.7, because we're very unique and different brands with different strategies. And I have so many more questions. And everybody seems like, oh, it's just going to be fine. They're all going to work together. No, it's very, very complicated. And I don't know the complicated details yet. Mm-hmm. I know that my conversation with Craig was insightful. Mm-hmm. And that at the end of the day, after five, we're on our sixth year here at 101.7 The Truth, I thought I would hear more regret. I thought he would say, oh, I probably shouldn't have done it, or it didn't work out the way I wanted it to. He was able to highlight some of the phenomenal things that we did, some of the gets that we got as far as interviews go, the way that our community has embraced us and created a community around 101.7 The Truth, which is a brand that started in the middle of a pandemic.
Correct.
Who starts a business, let alone one that's led by Black folks in the middle of a global pandemic? But lo and behold, here we are, you know, getting close to 6 years later.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a good conversation. Mm-hmm. And he made me feel bad because, oh, Sherwin, now you wait till now to invite me. He kind of sounded like y'all did.
Yeah.
You should have been inviting me on your show.
Oh, so we don't feel alone.
Right.
I'm thinking, okay, cool.
I ain't have nothing to talk to dude about. Like, when you had a boss on air, it's different.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it is different. It's absolutely different.
Craig is cool. Craig is like he's a radio fan. My first conversation I had with him was about Petey Green. When I first met him, he's telling me the life story of Petey Green. I'm like, how do you know that white man? How are you so familiar with him? He's a fan of the art. So it was an interesting conversation with him yesterday.
So, yeah. So we will see how things
What are your thoughts, Homer?
Continue to proceed.
Yes, Homer. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is we got to take care of some bills.
Ooh,
you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth, and we'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. Got a question for Sherwin Hughes, who has finally joined our show.
Yes.
Out of all of this
You got a question from Sherwin Hughes.
Yeah. So we want to end up finding out, you know, what you feel about that Troop Nation.
No.
No. 212-1017.
No.
Okay. So, Sherwin, before we went to break, you had a question. Repeat that question and let's go.
We found out last week that there's going to be a brand new Milwaukee Black Media Trust where 101.7 The Truth, 106.5 FM WNOV, and the Milwaukee Courier newspaper are all going to be under one roof. It is going to be owned and controlled by the individuals who work for those separate entities, and it's designed to protect the Black media institutions here in the city of Milwaukee, because a lot of y'all know our radio stations, they get horse traded. They get bought and sold and bought and sold. And so what this trust is supposed to do is keep us all under one roof, under one umbrella, in their word, perpetuity. And I was asking Homer, who's got experience here at 101.7 The Truth, and also a generation of experience over at WNOV, what are your thoughts on this merger?
Well, you know, I'm hearing the fact that, you know, the community-owned factor where, you know, it will keep Black radio within the black community, which is obviously one of the fears that people had, including myself, when I heard that WNOV was sold to a white man. So I was like, well, that's not, you know, conducive. And how will that be? I had when I heard that Biko was going to be brought in as the general manager, and me being friends with Biko for, you know, some decades, I know his mindset on a lot of things and how community involved he truly is. And he's not only taken that from just being here in Milwaukee, but he's taken it across the country. And he's had, you know, impacts across the country with what he does. So I'm like, okay, well, the narrative should be, you know, still black. You know what I mean? Not taken away from it. When I ended up hearing about the, I don't know, it's the, I don't know to say takeover or to say that the merger that was going to happen. A lot of times you don't get this information in advance, but it takes you black, and it made me look at a lot of things kind of leading up to this and be like, okay, now this kind of makes sense. Now that kind of makes sense. So it has me personally just kind of like in a twilight zone. I'm somewhere like in the middle. Like this could absolutely potentially be a great thing, but then it could be a not so great thing. So because of that, I'm really kind of like in the middle. And the good thing about me is, you know, I ended up resigning from WNOV. I was not fired or terminated from WNOV. It was a personal choice, so I resigned. And to me, that's a lot different than when you're pushed out or you're fired or something like that. So it was my personal choice. And it was the reason for that. This is what has me somewhat skeptical with this new acquisition. This is what has me skeptical, because how will things be different? How will things be different? I resigned with having some great people, in my opinion, up under me that, you know, worked for me as being a program director and music director there. And that those bonds with those people, you know, haven't waned or whatever. But it was just because of how certain things go. The communication wasn't what I needed it to be and felt like it should have been. So it made me make a personal choice to say, you know what, I'm just going to resign and let them kind of deal with whatever they're dealing with. So now, you know, fast forward to this acquisition, Milwaukee Black Media. I know, you know, some of the people that they've shown that are involved, you know, had obviously Romel Brown, basically Mr. Jones, kind of like right hand person. You know, so definitely familiar with working with him, seeing Mark Wade, great friend. You know, we talk all the time. We've got years vested in from even with just his family in general. So, you know, great history there. Great history with Biko. Alderwoman Malele Cogs, great, you know, history and love and support with her. But it's just there were a lot of unanswered questions that couldn't be answered that I thought were very, very important that should have had answers but didn't have answers. I know we're going to have a chance to do some one-on-ones, and I think those are going to be very crucial in my next steps and journey of if it will continue with the Truth 101.7 FM or if I'll choose to opt out. So that's my truth. So hashtag that part, hashtag facts.
I wish we had more information for the community, because our folks have heard buying and selling. And I'll never forget that day, the WMCS, because I used to listen to 1290 driving into WNOV and then also going home. And that day I listened to Eric Vaughn, per usual, did my show at WNOV. Radio was still on 1290 AM, turn the car on, I hear Elvis music. And that's how we found out the WMCS had been sold. And, like, that traumatized a lot of folks because they were an institution. Now, we were competing with them at WNOV, but we were a better community with two solid, foundational, credible black radio stations. Then all of a sudden there was one, and there's some people that never really got over that. And so I say, well, here we go again.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So I want to alleviate as best I can, I guess, any fears that our community may have, because all of us that do this, we love this and we love you, and we know that we're a better community and we can have these conversations and provide information. I just wish that when people ask me questions, I had answers, because you also know our people will start a rumor in a second.
Yes, they will.
Yes. I have heard several of them. So
yep.
As time goes on, we'll have more info.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and so as I say, you know, I will, you know, I give anything a fair chance. I give anything a fair opportunity. I'll see what it sounds like. I do not like the fact, and this is also factual. I do not like the fact that although I ended up doing a great job over there at WNOV for 32 years, a little over 32 years before taking my resignation hiatus and then being asked to come here to the Truth. And I was like, no, I'm good. Kyle can tell you, and Tariq, like, it took a minute for me to go ahead on and accept, you know, a meeting. Like, can we just meet? You know what I'm saying? So, again, I'm a fair and balanced person. One of the other things that weighs heavy on my mind is, although I resigned, there were a lot of unnecessary, in my opinion, lies that were told about me. But people that know me knew better. There was no documentation that some of the lies that were spread about me from people that I worked with. And, you know, we did what we needed to do. Fair and balanced. I didn't appreciate that at all. All of the lies came to me by people that know and love me and say, Homer, that's some bull. You get what I'm saying? I don't know why they would say that. I don't know why they would try to make you seem like you weren't a great person and all of this. So the community knew, businesses knew, and that's why I still stay blessed and booked. So hashtag that part, hashtag facts. So it's definitely got to be some conversations had. So,
well, thank y'all for letting me invade for a little bit. I got to go back upstairs.
Thanks for coming, Sherwin.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
This was special. This was a special moment with both of y'all and your truths mm-hmm. about things.
And I'll be listening for your take. So you guys got to take a break, and then when I'm go upstairs and listen, y'all,
it's 8 o'clock. We got to go on to the news stories, the real stories. So with
that being
said,
it's a real story. This was a real story.
You're checking out Truth in the Morning on 101.7. The Truth.
Nice try.
Right. We'll be.